Our scripture reading for this morning is actually also the reflection on the front of your bulletins, and it is taken from the book of Zechariah, chapter 8, verses 4 through 5, and is a part of Pittsburgh Project's vision statement. This is a verse that they chose, and in the scripture reading it says Jerusalem, but Pittsburgh has replaced it with the city because they would like to see this as the vision for Pittsburgh. Old men and old women shall again sit in the streets of Jerusalem, each with staff in hand because of their great age. And the streets of the city shall be full of boys and girls playing in its street. And over the years, as I've been at Pittsburgh, we just discovered, or found out recently, it's 18 years, we think, that we have been going to the Pittsburgh Project. I myself have been going for 5, and just in the 5 years I've been there, I've been able to see this in action. The Pittsburgh Project has been doing an amazing job helping with disabled and elderly homeowners so that Pittsburgh is becoming a safer place. They are able to sit on their porches and watch the kids do the work. It's pretty awesome. As I invite our four awesome teenagers to come forward and share with you, I just want to tell you a little bit about the Pittsburgh Project. We have been going, as I said, for 18 years. The McGraths started this 18 years ago, and I have kept that going. The Pittsburgh Project serves elderly and disabled homeowners in Pittsburgh by doing minor home repairs. Now, the kids occasionally get a little offended when I say minor home repairs, because some of them are pretty major. We do a lot of building wheelchair ramps and doing drywall, things that are not quite as minor as you would think, but they do an amazing job doing that. This summer, we took 26 junior high students and 23 senior high students, as well as 10 adult leaders, for 2 separate mission trips to the Pittsburgh Project. We did a lot of hard work, and we had a lot of fun, and I'd like to bring up the ladies to come share with you a little bit about what they did.
Hi, my name is Emily Brown, and over the summer, I went to the Pittsburgh Project for the junior and senior high trips. Now, when I think of the Pittsburgh Project, I think of a beyond amazing place. I don't even know what words to use to explain it. It's like a whole other world. It's not a camp or a mission trip. It's a life. It's also not just meeting new people and having fun. A good amount of it is about serving the community and helping people in need. But the main factor in going to the Pittsburgh Project is serving God. You get there and you see all these teenagers just bunched up with their bags in their hands, just ready to run as fast as they can inside, and there's literally nothing else like that. It's so amazing to see that hundreds of kids and teens like me spend a week out of their summer vacation to go help people in need and serve the Lord. This was my second year but fourth time going to the Pittsburgh Project, and there is nothing I would have rather done than be there. The first week I was there, it was awesome, and even though I was older than all the kids, I still had the best time because no matter what age you are and who you're with, as long as you're doing what's right and having fun, there's nothing more important than that. Now, the first week I was actually in my dad's work group, which was weird because you're not usually supposed to be put into your parents' work group, but I was totally fine with it because it was so much fun getting to spend more time with him. He also bought us lunch every day. I also love getting to know Sue Tandler more because she was the other leader for our work group. Our homeowner was an older lady named Miss Williams, and she lived right next door to some of her family members who had little kids, and I love seeing how well Sue bonded with the kids and how they made a relationship because it was the most adorable thing ever. We also had the best work group ever. We all worked together and got our jobs done, and it was really cool. Every day we all worked, and almost every day each of us went inside and talked to Miss Williams. She was a very nice lady who, although had some health problems, was very thankful for us being there. Every day when we went inside, she would be sitting there watching Jerry Springer, and whenever we didn't know what else to say, she would say, "Why don't you turn around?" And we watched Jerry Springer with her for a couple of minutes until we went back to work. But overall, that was an amazing work group. We also found out we were a team of all Giants fans and Starbucks. But overall, once that week was over, I was sad to see it end, but knew that I was coming back in a week, and although it was going to be with totally different people, I was still ecstatic. So when I got there for the second week, I saw the same amazing sight of teenagers holding all their bags, waiting to go inside, and the few kids who had never been there looking around like, why do they look like they're ready for war? Which it somewhat was to get up 3 flights of stairs and then figure out who gets the bed closest to the fan and the outlet. And once you have your bag laid down, unless there's another church in that room with you, and you need to give that bed up, that bag is not moving. But when that's all over, you're drenched in sweat and you feel much better, you can't wait to get downstairs and go buy a milkshake because they have the best milkshakes there. Later on that day, everybody goes to club and you get to meet people from other churches and play games and hear a sermon, which is a lot of fun. Then you get to go to your discussion groups, and there you get to figure out who your work group leader is and who is in your work group. Now, when it comes to work groups on the junior high trip, your work group consists of leaders and students from your church. But on the senior high trip, you have a partner that you're with from your church, so you know at least one person, and then you may or may not have other people from your church in the work group. I happen to have Doug Dirksen as my work group leader, which was really awesome, and that my partner was a girl named Alana from Verona Presbyterian Church, who I had just met, but we had a great time that week. We formed a friendship that even though we had just met, it felt like we had known each other for a long time, and there is literally no other place that you can find a friendship like that. There were four other people in our work group who were from other churches and were really nice, and it was great getting to work with them. Our homeowner was a younger lady named Arlene, and she was very nice. She has two kids that are teenagers, and one of them was out with friends a lot, and the other was a guy who at first didn't really want to talk to us or anything, but in the end of the week opened up and talked to us and even helped us out with our work, which was really awesome because there aren't too many people, there aren't too many times that you see that, and there's never too many people to help. But once we finished our work, we all felt accomplished, but sad to see it end because our work group was great and we hated to finish the week. It was really sad to know that the whole week was almost over and know that I have to wait another year to go back, but I can't wait for it. The Pittsburgh Project is an amazing experience that is hard to find in your everyday life, and that's why I love it so much. So I did find some words to use to explain it, but these words and stories are nothing compared to the real thing.
Good morning, I'm Carolyn. For a week every summer for the past 6 years, I've attended the Pittsburgh Project. This has been a major influence in my life. So I come back to my little bubble of suburban New Jersey with an experience which seems like it's from an entirely different universe. In reality, it's only 8 long hours away that constitutes primarily of singing and sleeping on a bus. When I arrived at the project this year, there was the same building, but as opposed to last year, there were people everywhere. On the senior high trip last year, there were a grand total of 80 kids, which was a really small group. It was fun, but whenever there's more people, you get so many different personalities, and it's a lot better. So there's never that awkward period in the beginning where the only people you know are from your church and wearing the same shirt as you, so you cannot cheat in the silly icebreakers they make you play. Instead, for the most part, everyone was willing to participate and open to meeting new people. After the icebreakers were finished, we got to meet our work groups, which was me and my friend Katie and three boys from Iowa. So, and then we also had our work group leader, Chuck. He was cool. Second time having him as my work group leader. And another guy from Iowa who was really nice. So what we had to do for work was we got to completely demo an entire bathroom, take out the bathtub and all the gross old tiles, and then we got to frame in another room, which was really cool because we got to like do all the drywall and all that stuff, which was a lot of fun. The thing that was different with my work group was that our homeowner, he was in rehab because he broke his hip, and so he didn't know what was going on in his house. It was his daughter who set it up for him to have this all done. So she was there during the day with us, and she was so happy and so excited to see it all getting done because her dad had a walker in his bathroom before. He couldn't maneuver anywhere, so now he could like take a shower with his walker, so he'd be able to stand and he'd be able to get in and out of the bathroom with ease, which is really nice. And she was so excited the entire time and so nice to us, and she was like really great. It was a really great work group. Like, we really like had fun with the boys in the group, and they were really nice, and we talked like during lunch, and so we'd have to eat lunch outside because it was so dusty in the house.